KP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. President Obama says he and Cuban leader Raul Castro will work together for a better relationship, and that includes on human rights and democratic reforms in Cuba.
In keeping with the Inter-American Democratic Charter, we continue to stand up strongly for democracy and human rights. This was the first summit of the Americas to include a formal role for civil society.
They met while in Panama for the Summit of the Americas. Vice President Joe Biden, who gave the administration's weekly political address, says the U.S. should have free community college education.
Making community colleges free is good for workers, it's good for companies, and it's good for our economy.
In the Republican address, Louisiana Congressman Charles Bustani says the House will take up measures to hold the IRS more accountable.
Requiring the IRS to fire employees that use their position for political purposes. Prohibiting the IRS employees from using personal email accounts to conduct official business. And improving access to the courts for groups that feel they've been wronged by the IRS.
Police want to learn more about the man who shot and killed himself outside the U.S. Capitol today in Washington. Capitol Police Chief Kim Dine says the man did leave some information behind.
He apparently did have a sign with him as well, in addition to the backpack and roller case. I'm not discussing the weapon at this time as well. That's all part of the death investigation.
He says the sign said something about social justice. The building was locked down for a time. Officials in Yemen say Houthi rebels have killed three Saudi border guards in a mortar attack in the country. Meanwhile, a Red Cross medical aid plane has arrived in Yemen's rebel-held capital, Sana'a. This is AP Radio News. Four people have been found dead in a New York City home, apparently victims of carbon monoxide poisoning.
New York police say they responded to a 911 call in the middle of the afternoon in Floral Park, a neighborhood of single-family two-story houses on the city's eastern border with the Long Island suburbs. Two men and two women were found dead inside a house. They had no visible injuries. Police say two of the victims were in their 80s, two others in their 60s or older. The city councilman who represents the neighborhood said in a statement that the case emphasizes the importance of having a working carbon monoxide detector. Warren Levinson, New York.
A woman is accused of leaving her quadriplegic son in the woods in Philadelphia for several days and then going to visit her boyfriend in Maryland. Authorities say the 21-year-old son has cerebral palsy and couldn't communicate how he got there, but they believe he was left there on Monday. No charges have been filed as of yet. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.